Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're glad to have you tuned to the second hour of our program today. Once again, we are conducting a fundraiser for Serenity High in McKinney. And really, I called my office, and it's been sporadically very quiet. I really am hoping you will pick up the phone and give a call. The short form of it all is Serenity High is the nation's only public recovery high school. For a $50 or greater donation to help us build a permanent building for Serenity High, permanent building, I will give you a $25 subscription to my magazine. I know it's not the greatest bargain in the world, but it will make you feel better than any other bargain you ever had. So please call right now. There are four volunteers there, and there have, I don't believe all four lines have been filled at any given time. So please, why don't you get on the phone right now. For a $50 or greater donation, I will give you that subscription to my magazine. I will keep none of your donation at all. Don't intend to keep a penny. 800-752-GROW. Please help us build a permanent Serenity High. On my website in the next few days, I'll be posting a photograph of the artist's, architect's drawings that we have. They were donated, and it's going to be a lovely, simple, but lovely building. 800-752-GROW. Call my magazine office right now, please. 1-800-752-4769. We go right now for the Dallas Arboretum Report to Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, you got to enjoy this weather when you're working out there with all the 66 acres of plants. Beautiful, isn't it?
It is. The fall seems to be here. Doesn't look like it's going to stick around, but at least for a few days, we'll have some nice fall weather.
Absolutely. A good time to come out and see the Dallas Arboretum. What are they going to find?
You're going to find a great garden full of fall pumpkins and squashes and gourds and mums and marigolds and all kinds of things out there right now.
Sounds a little like autumn at the Arboretum.
It is.
We're gonna talk about that in just a minute. And one of the other things that sets all of that orange off from the pumpkins and squash would be the fountain grasses. Some of those have some pretty spectacular colors. Tell us about them.
They do, and you know, and I'm not a huge fan of grasses. I started in the horticulture about the same time the grasses took off, and I find a lot of them to be just big green behemoths in the garden. Mm-hmm. They take over. They're very dominating. But this is Pinnacetum, and Pinnacetum is a huge genus of grasses. There's about 80 species worldwide, so we're not going to talk about them all. The two that we usually use out at the garden on a regular basis, the two species, are Cetaceum, Cetaceum, and Purpureum. Those are just two of the species. They're widely common. They're common in the nursery trade. The reason we use them is they're great backdrop plants or fillers for pots. They're very dramatic, dark foliage. Cetaceum has flowers. Everybody knows Cetaceum because everybody knows purple fountain grass, and that's the number one. Mm-hmm. It's been around forever. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of newer varieties, one called Fireworks, one called Red Ridin', that are both out there now. They're a little bit different variations of the purple fountain grass. They're still going to get those plumes. Fireworks is a little bit pinker. Red Ridin' is a little bit redder than the standard purple. But what we really like, and we've used a number of them in the last several years, are the Purpureums. And Jimmy, when he was here, he also always used to brag that he was one of the few people that had the biggest of the Purpureums. And that's the one that at the time was called.
I can hear him say it.
it was at the time called TIFF 125. And it was because it was still an unnamed, uncultivared plant out of the Tifton, Georgia grass trials. But now, Proven Winners has picked up on it. They've grabbed it, probably because Jimmy bragged about having it so much and loved it so much. But now it's called Black Stockings. So if you go out to your nursery and you find Black Stockings, purple Pinnacetum, you're going to get the grass that Jimmy always talked about.
And folks, we're talking about Jimmy Turner, who was the horticulture manager, director of research, and all kinds of things at the Arboretum before he took a slight promotion to become director of the Royal Botanic Gardens in Australia. Golly, yeah. That's our Jimmy. We love him. All right. So now I have a question for you, because you have Prince and Princess. You've had those for a good while. Those are some that Jimmy had. How hardy are any of these? Any of these winter hardy?
All of the Purpureums have shown winter hardiness. My Prince and my Princess Molly, both at my home, came back after last winter. Last winter was a fairly hard winter. The black stockings, which the one we're talking about, TIFF 125, it has come back for 4 years straight now.
Wow!
In the middle of the garden,
so, as opposed to purple fountain grass, the old cetaceum does not usually come back for most people. Correct?
Very rarely. I hear people sometimes want to tell me that they've had it come back, and all I can say to them is, you found the absolute perfect spot, because it doesn't typically come back.
It's far north.
It's the smaller and the weaker of the two species that we're talking about today.
Tucker, I want you to tell people, because seeing 50,000 pumpkins alone and squash, 50,000 fruit, not pounds, but fruit, alone is just dazzling. But to have them set off with all these beautiful grasses, where will they see the best displays of the fountain grasses, the various fountain grasses?
The grasses that we have, you're going to find in the big color garden, the main color garden, that's where you're going to find what's now being called black stockings. And you can't miss it. It's 15 to 18 foot tall right now. You're not going to miss this big, massive wall of purple grass. It's surrounded by tapioca, variegated tapioca, so it sets that off great. You're not going to miss that. As far as the other ones that we have on the property right now, there's Princess Molly. You're actually going to see this right when you pull in the front gate off of Garland Road, because it's in the middle of the bed right there at the little parking stop things where you drive in.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find purple fountain grasses in some containers near the formal rose garden.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find fireworks on the Paseo.
So they're just all over the place, folks. You need to get to the Arboretum. Autumn at the Arboretum continues on how long?
It continues through Thanksgiving.
Through Thanksgiving, so lots of time to go. But, folks, my recommendation is go now, see how beautiful things are. The summer color is still looking good. The fall color is spectacular. And then go back in 3 or 4 weeks and see autumn color at autumn at the Arboretum. And lots of events. All of that is at DallasArboretum.org, along with education and concert information. Just a lot going on. And you would invite them to become a member, right?
I would. And the great thing about becoming a member is not only can you come as many times as you want and you have all the advantages and things that are just to members, but the coolest thing is showing up at 7 o'clock in the morning if you want to do a little morning walk. We have tons of people who are taking us up on it now. It's a fun thing to do. They see us kind of doing the dirty work, and then they don't even seem to mind having to put up with blowers and mowers and weed eaters because they get to see how we start the morning, because they're basically getting there about the time that we're just starting up. Even though we get there 6:30, we're really not starting until 6:45 or 7. So they're getting to see the true nuts and bolts early in the morning.
That's what you get if you're a member. Otherwise, you can come 9 to 5, 7 days a week, all the way to Thanksgiving. And how do they find the Dallas Arboretum, Tucker?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from the point south, take the Grand Avenue exit off of 30, head north, and it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right, that part's easy. DallasArboretum.org. We gave you the website, and the phone number is
214-515-6500.
All right, this has been Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum. Busy guy. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Sponsored by Norway Irrigation. Owned and operated by Bill Jensen, my friend of 44 years. Norway was founded in 1983. He had been in the nursery industry before that. That's where I met Bill. And then he decided he wanted to specialize in the highest quality irrigation anybody can provide. They use only Weathermatic equipment. If you need to have your sprinkler system tweaked and fine-tuned, this is the company to call. If you need a new sprinkler system for one of the thousands of new homes going in, this is the company to call. If you have a home and would like to get a sprinkler system, this is the company to call, so that sprinkler system will be ready through the winter time. I use my sprinkler system with more gratitude even in the winter, because I don't want to have to go out and drag hoses when it's cold. So Norway Irrigation, I can make a case for them 12 months a year. They are just the best. They stand for quality, service, and affordability. As I mentioned, they feature Weathermatic equipment, which is recognized as the best in the industry. So for installation, for service, for retrofitting, whatever the need, it's Norway Irrigation. They are the best. 972-446-3292. They feature certified installers, certified irrigators all the way through the company. 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com.
Hi, my name's Chrissy. I'm a recovering drug addict. I go to Serenity High in McKinney. My life is better since I came to Serenity because I get to be around other kids who are trying to become sober, and I'm not around the bad influence at my old schools. One of the things I like best about Serenity High is the opportunity they give us on Fridays to go out and do community service. Serenity High is a self-paced program, and I'm able to graduate a year early. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
You know what they do when they go out to volunteer? They mentor in elementary schools in the McKinney School District. Is that cool or what? These are kids who have never been looked up to much in many cases, and suddenly they are the stars. They're the rock stars to help the younger kids. They have to qualify. Not every student at Serenity does that. I don't really know all the details of it, but when I hear of they're going out to mentoring the young kids, I think this is the real epitome of why Serenity High exists, to let the kids give back and learn. This is not court-ordered. This is voluntary stuff. It really is fun. If you'd like to help us build a permanent building for Serenity High so it'll always be available to the students from McKinney ISD and all the others surrounding Collin County and many others, we've had students commute for a couple of years from Rockwall and from Pilot Point and from over around Interstate 35 and from Highland Park area to get to Serenity High in McKinney. It's really special, and it's worth helping. If you are in recovery or know someone who is care about youth, you need to help us, if you will, please. $50 donation or greater will get you a $25 14-month subscription to my magazine. We will keep none of your donation. It's our gift. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Let's go back to the phones now. We go to Jerry in Fort Worth. Jerry, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Neil. I live in the far north Fort Worth Alliance area, close to the Alliance Town Center.
Yes, sir.
I have some crepe myrtles, three crepe myrtles in my backyard. Two are planted close to each other. The other one is further away. But I haven't tended to them very much during the summer, but I went out and noticed some of the limbs were sagging, and that they're black, but they have this white scaly stuff all over them.
I can help you. That's what I needed to hear. That is crepe myrtle scale. It is an official name now. It is an exotic pest that has come actually started in Richardson in 2004. It came from China, and we're doing a lot of research on it, as you can imagine. The nursery industry, the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney, another charity that I work pretty hard in, we're doing a lot of research on it to see the best help that can be given. I will tell you that it has never killed a crepe myrtle. It doesn't look good. The black that you see is sooty mold that grows in the sticky honeydew that these scale insects exude. If you get rid of the insects, and I'll tell you how in a moment, then the sooty mold will flake away when the bark is replaced next spring, so it won't be an ongoing problem. This is a scale insect, and Texas A&M research is ongoing, but the preliminary findings have been that the insecticide imidacloprid, the most common systemic insecticide, I guess, in the world, imidacloprid, is very effective on crepe myrtle scale and on aphids, I might add, if it's applied about the middle of May, before the insects show up. So that is your treatment, and it is not going to kill the plant. It's just, it's ugly. I have referred to it as being like pimples on a teenager.
Okay, so there's nothing I need to do now.
No, there really isn't much that you can do. Odds are you don't have a lot of active scale out there right now. Ladybugs tend to eat a lot of the scales. There's a black ladybug. If you go to crepemyrtletrails.org, the website that we have up for our Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney, and click on Basic Care Pests, you will see photos of the whole thing, including the ladybug, devouring the insects. But there still will be some that will be left to repopulate next year. So I'm going to recommend.
I've seen some ladybugs. I had to trim some of this back anyway. So when I was trimming some of it back anyway, I saw some ladybugs on there. Is there a way to go by ladybugs?
It's a different species. It's a very unusual one. It's black with two orange dots on it. If that's what you saw,
yeah,
then those are your buddies, but I don't know that you're going to find those for sale anywhere. One other suggestion while you're at the crepemyrtletrails.org website, take a look on pruning. Make sure that you're not doing the pruning incorrectly. That might be of help to you, because that could also explain why the branches are hanging down. But I hope that helps, Jerry. I really appreciate
call.
Thank you. I want to go to, I'm behind on my first break, so I will come back and go to Charlie in Stephenville. Charlie, I can help you with those graspers. Stay with me, please. I'm going to do these out of sequence a little bit, Robert, because we've done the first one several times. I'd like to tell you about our home landscape school coming up Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day, all day long. If you'd like to learn how to draw your own landscape plan to scale, if you'd like to register for this school, it always sells out. I'm going to recommend that you call my magazine office tomorrow. The people who are working on our Serenity High fundraiser are not really attuned to the landscape school so much. Aaron is, if you want to call today to register, you could do that, but you'll need to ask for her, Aaron. She is normally on the phones on the weekends. She's kind of the constant through all of that. And the landscape school is $179 for one person, $219 for two people. In an all-day class, Stephen Chambly and I will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. We'll teach you all of the principles of good design, and we'll get you started on doing your own landscape plan. Then you come back 2 weeks later and get a 30-minute one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional to finish your own landscape plan for a project at your home. Again, it's a $20 discount if you sign up right now in the next few days, and it always sells out. Saturday, February 14, all day long at the Plano Center, and then the landscape consultations will be at North Haven Gardens on February 28 or March 1, your choice of those 2 days. To register, you need to call my magazine office, or you can do so online at neilsperry.com. Magazine office is 800-752-GROW. It's the same number we're using for the fundraiser for Serenity this morning. If you're calling for the landscape school, please ask for Aaron, E-R-I-N, 800-752-4769. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. The experts your trees deserve. That's Arborological Services, the best it gets, the best in the tree service business. I am proud to represent these fine men and women. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on staff with them. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year, and their tree climbing crews have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of the 32 times that competition has been held. Some of the awards in their industry are named for their people. They are that highly regarded in the tree service industry. If you had tree damage earlier this week from the extreme storm, you need to get a certified arborist on the job. Arborological Services has 12 of them. One could be very eagerly dispatched to your home. This is not a matter, in most cases, of being there instantly. So if you have to wait a few days, it's certainly worth it to get the very, very best. If you have a blocked driveway, can't get out, and you've just come home from a trip or something, they'll get there more quickly. But it's Arborological Services. I love this company, and I'm proud to represent them to you. Toll-free number, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Arborological.com. The only people who will ever touch my trees. Arborological Services.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com.
Thank you, sir. Let me, and again, as with the tree service work, be careful of roofing companies that come through neighborhoods after storms very often. The good companies are at the phone banks at their own phone company, at their own companies. They're not out knocking on doors. Be very careful about door knockers. Let me tell you right now about the offer that we have going on for Serenity High in McKinney. I really need your help. And as the chair of the fundraising committee of Serenity High in McKinney, we are doing all that we can do to raise funds. We need several hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I'm doing what I know how to do, and that is to give away my magazine with donations to Serenity High. I don't know any other way to do it. I'd like to be able to write a check out, but Lynn and I are not wealthy people. This is something we can do that is a modest way of saying thank you to you for a generous gift of $50 or greater. I will give you a $25 subscription to Neil Sprays Gardens magazine. I have not spent as much time talking about Serenity High here on the air over the last few months. You've heard some of the voices of teachers and staff and my wife from the McKinney School Board and others talking about Serenity High. You're hearing the youth who are students at Serenity High currently. These are recordings I made about 4 days ago, and they're great kids. This happens in every family. Nobody is immune to this. In fact, I have found that as our family went through similar things, people reached out and said, this happened in my family. It happens everywhere. And I have truly found that to be the case in the 19 years that we have been helping with youth in recovery. I hope you'll help us build a permanent building. Portables just are, it's such a transitory feel to a program. And if we can build a lovely, simple, permanent building, not a lavish building at all, that's not what recovery is about. A simple, permanent building saying Serenity High in concrete over the door, we will have taken a giant step forward in helping young men and women, not only from the McKinney School District, but from all the partnering districts. We have about 15 other ISDs. Serenity High has reached out to students from about 25 to 30 high school campuses outside the McKinney area. I think it's like 20 ISDs have sent students to Serenity High in McKinney over the years. So please help us. $50 or greater donation, you get a $25 subscription to my magazine. We will keep nothing of your funds. I don't keep a penny of it. 1-800-752-GROW. Please, please call my office right now. We have volunteers there, and there have been times when it was quiet, and we need to hear from you. 800-752-4769, Serenity High in McKinney.
My name is Crawford, and I'm a recovering drug and alcohol addict. Staying clean and sober is important to me because my family wants me to stay sober, and I want to be sober. One of the best things I like about Serenity is a self-paced program. It helps me catch up. To anyone that has donated to Serenity, I want to say thank you. I wouldn't have gotten sober without Serenity, and I would never have graduated high school without Serenity. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Crawford, very much. Again, 800-752-GROW. Charlie in Stephenville has been waiting patiently. Thank you, Charlie. How may I help you?
Well, I just bought a house down the street, and I got a grass burr for him.
All right. Charlie, what you need to do for grass burrs is a very simple answer, because there's only one way to eliminate them, and that is to prevent them ever from coming up in a given year, a given growing season.
That's what I was thinking.
Once they are up and growing, you don't get a second chance with them. And so it's very important that you put out a pre-emergent weed killer. That's going to be either Halts or Dimension, H-A-L-T-S, or Dimension. Halts is generally more available in the big national chain stores, and Dimension is usually in independent retail garden centers. You apply it in Stephenville. You would apply it between the 5th and 15th of March, either one of them. They'll be granular. You water them in, and then you make a second application, because we have such a long growing season, a second application the same time in June. So let's just say you do March 10, you would do June 10.
Okay.
That will do it.
I got that. I got Holtz, and I got Dimensions. I got another question. The city still there?
I'm here. I'm needing to get to a newscast, Charlie. I'm sorry. Go ahead quickly. Okay. I'll help you if I can.
Well, I got my lot down there comes to a Y, and they sit there, and the city has sit there, and they just basically stripped the quarter off my house.
All right. Well, I can't help you with
that. Do I need to put that host down there too?
They took the corner off your house?
Well, off the lot.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were doing. Yes, you will in the spring. Yeah, because just stripping off the topsoil doesn't get rid of the seeds. The seeds will still be there. Any place you do not want to have grass burrs, you need to put the halts out those two times. Hey, I appreciate your call very, very much. I'm going to answer Deborah in Mineral Wells because she would go so far beyond any reasonable amount of time. And I'll tell you what I'll do. Robert Borowski, who screens calls for me in the other studio, says, does dishwater kill plants not able to water? Deborah, I'm going to answer without putting you on the air. You're welcome to stay and go on the air if I miss the answer, but it will not harm plants. That's called gray water. I would probably take it to different plants each time that I watered so that you minimize any impact that it might have. I don't think it'll have any impact at all, but I would use it on woody shrubs and small shrubs, things that are important to you, but are a little more durable than maybe, for example, bedding plants. The grayer the water, the woodier the plant ought to be, probably. But I don't foresee any problem for you using it that way. Stay online, and I'll let Robert check with you, and if that answers it, great, and if not, then just hold with me. Didn't want you to have to hold any longer. All right, let's get on to the information that is very, very important to you, and that is for the folks at Dallas Plumbing Company, providing plumbing services to Dallas-Fort Worth area homes and businesses since 1903. That's 111 years serving the Metroplex. Dallas Plumbing has won a lot of awards. They are the best in the business. And right now, as a Carrier authorized dealer, which they've been for, gosh, I guess 50 years probably, give or take a little bit, you can save up to $1,500 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home. We did this a year or so ago. You can either get up to one full year of no interest financing, or you can save $1,500. Your choice now until November 15. Visit DallasPlumbing.com for the details. That's DallasPlumbing.com, or you can call them at 214-340-6300. That's the number to remember to use if you ever have heating, air conditioning, or plumbing issues. 214-340-6300. They are great people. It's a fourth generation company, and they are the best. A complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, about a mile north of LBJ. Dallas Plumbing Company, 10% discount for seniors on plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Let me tell you about Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney right now. They always invite me to speak from personal experiences, and Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved from the flesh-eating bacterium. That was in 2005. Baylor McKinney is where my wife serves very proudly on the board and loves that service. She says it is so exciting to be on the inside of a hospital system and to realize how really special the Baylor healthcare system is. Baylor Medical Center at McKinney and Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano offer comprehensive breast imaging services for residents of Collin County and surrounding communities. Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano are equipped with advanced technology for accurate diagnosis, including a digital mammography unit. Digital mammography allows radiologists to manipulate images and focus more clearly on any areas of concern. In addition to digital mammography, Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano offer breast MRI, breast ultrasound, cyst aspirations, and breast biopsy. Our caring, highly skilled staff, they say, is ready to provide you with quality screening and diagnostic mammography as well as bone density screenings. For more information about breast imaging services at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano or any of the other healthcare services, they invite you to call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number for 1-800-4-BAYLOR or visit BaylorHealth.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Again, Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time is 9:36. The effort to save the life of the Dallas Ebola patient continues. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. You're checking your classic Chevrolet.com right now traffic watch. We have a report of an accident now in Arlington on Highway 360 northbound ramp to westbound Pioneer Parkway. And starting to see a little sluggish traffic on I-45 northbound between Wintergreen Road and Dowdy Ferry Road. Another slowdown now, also I-30 westbound between Ballpark Way and Nolan Ryan Expressway. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast, sunny and mild today with a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight, only a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a low of 66. And a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 85. It's 64 degrees now in Grand Prairie. And the effort to save lives and keep the Ebola epidemic in Africa from spreading continues. Healthcare workers closely watching and caring for the patient now in Dallas. Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, tells ABC's This Week that workers are monitoring people that came into contact with him.
Last we've heard, no one has developed symptoms of those who had contact, but we're going to check every single day because some people did have, particularly family members, a lot of contact when he was sick. And we know that his condition is quite critical, so we're really hoping for his recovery.
And it's the best news they've had in months at Fort Worth-based Radio Shack.
The company has apparently reached an agreement to refinance nearly $600 million in loans using a $535 million revolving line of credit. With the crush of competition in the personal electronics industry, Radio Shack's been struggling in recent years and was in danger of being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. Talk of the refinancing deal comes just before the crucial holiday shopping season. Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
Once again, sunny and mild today with a high of 85. Right now, 62 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. And now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. Covington Nursery and Landscape at 5518 President George Bush Highway at Lakeview Parkway is in Rowlett. That's George Bush at Highway 66 in Rowlett, the northeast corner of that intersection. And Joe Covington always has said, fall is the best time to plant trees and shrubs in North Texas. Covington's has 18 acres of the highest quality plants to make your landscape beautiful. Covington's offers an enormous selection of gorgeous fall flowers, pumpkins, gourds, hay bales, everything you need to decorate with seasonal color. They also have a gift shop full of unique home and garden accents. Covington's also has outstanding landscape design and installation. They can turn your yard into your own private oasis with beautiful plantings, outdoor living areas, water features, fire pits, whatever you want. The sky is truly the limit. Go to covingtonnursery.com for their available stock list. It's an impressive, amazing list, a PDF of 30 or 32 pages of what they have in stock. And to check out the calendar of upcoming events at the website also for fun and informative workshops. Their Big Fall Festival is this coming Saturday, October 11. You will love shopping at Covington's. Their selection will amaze you. You'll be thrilled with their friendly, knowledgeable service and their staff. They're really good. Covington Nursery and Landscape, independently owned and operated by Joe and Gail Covington since 1972. My friends, they're open 7 days a week. Again, 5518 President George Bush Highway in Rowlett. That's right at Highway 66. 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine has been recognized nationally as being the outstanding regional gardening magazine in the United States. Every word of our magazine is written by a veteran Texas gardener, and every word applies to Texas. We write our magazine specifically for Texas. About to begin our 30th year of Gardens Magazine, and I offer you a 14-month subscription absolutely free with a $50 or greater donation to the building fund of Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is the nation's only public recovery high school, opened October 11, 1999. It has served faithfully students from 25 ISDs, including McKinney. We are trying to build a permanent building and get out of the portables that we've been in for 15 years. We are well on our way. We've raised about 15 to 20% of the funds that we need, but we really need to ramp it back up. up and try to get matching funds. We're trying to get enough that we can go to some of the big foundations and say, here is what we have brought to the table. Now, won't you please help us and match at this level and this level and this level, and we can get this wonderful school a permanent building that will say Serenity High, cast in concrete right over the front door, permanently for everybody. How good would that feel? You'll have a part in helping youth get their lives back on track. To get into Serenity High, you have to have completed a bona fide rehab and drug program, and you have to be dedicated to a sober lifestyle. That's cool. The only school of its kind in America, especially in a public school setting, and the longest running recovery school, public or private, in America. $50 or greater, you get a $25 subscription to my magazine. I will keep none of your funds. All of them go to Serenity. Here's the number to call before 11 today. 800-752-GROW. Please call, won't you? 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, and we thank you.
Hi, I'm Addie, and I'm a recovering addict. Serenity High gives me the chance to start over with my life and build a future for myself. Staying clean and sober is important to me because I want to have a better life for myself. The very best thing about Serenity High is that I can finish my work early. It's a self-paced program. After Serenity, I want to go to college and major in physical therapy. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Without Serenity High, I'd probably be homeless.
You know what I will tell you about the kids that I see at Serenity High? If you put them into a big box, a big city-sized box, and shook them all up with all the other kids, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. They're beautiful young men and women, and they have hopes and they have dreams. They've made a bad mistake or some bad mistakes, but they acknowledge those. The humility, you hear each one of these kids say hi, and then they say their name. I always say, are you comfortable with your recovery statement? Absolutely. That is the first part. That is that is step one. That's exactly what that is, and they are owning their issue. And I love these kids. I just love this school. Please, please help us, won't you? 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Please call now. Let's go to Perry and Rowlett. Perry, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting. How may I help you? Hello, Perry.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. How can I help?
I've been growing the Black Beauty eggplant for many, many years. And for some reason this year, my two plants, when the fruit comes on, they're yellow. And they just, you know, deteriorate and die.
All right. I am not an eggplant expert because I haven't really spent a lot of time growing. I've tried it a couple times. Not a thing that we fix in our house, and so I just don't take the space. I don't have a lot of room. Let me ask you a question or two. Did you get any normal fruit this year?
No, sir.
I wonder if maybe these were not Black Beauty. There are white and yellow and other colored eggplants. That's one thing I would think about. If they were turning yellow when the plant still looked pretty good, then I would wonder about that. Yellow on eggplant fruit normally indicates that the plant has had some kind of stress, either drought or nematodes could be a possibility. Something is dragging the plant down. When you take these plants out this fall and empty the garden space, you might want to look at their roots and see if they have any knots on them.
Okay. Well, they get plenty of water. This is the first year. I live in Rowlett. I go to the local nursery. They're called Chef Jeff's Premium Whopper Eggplant. Typically, I buy just the regular Black Beauties, but these, according to the representative, they are larger and better.
But these are Black Beauty. These are just a
yes,
but they're just in that branding of a grower. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you know, everything has to be branded anymore, it seems like. So I understand both sides of that story. I think it's probably just Black Beauty. Now, what they may have done at the grower, not at the retail site, but the grower may have struck a Black Beauty's been around forever, and so it is not a prime property as far as seed producers are concerned. Somebody might have said this is like Black Beauty, and it is going to be exactly the same, just better. And I don't know. I'm really okay. out of I'm over my head on this one. The nursery you went to, I'm sure, is Covington's, and they will sell only the best. And
So I would
maybe try a different variety next year, or maybe that one thing you don't buy out of that one grower's branding, and see if you. And I'd try them in two or three places, but most of all, check to make sure you don't have nematodes. They will accumulate in garden soil, and it may be that these plants have been impacted this year by nematodes. Do you always plant in the same place?
Well, actually, I reverse them. I move my tomatoes to a different side of the garden, and the eggplants are now where the tomatoes should
be. That doesn't help at all because they are sister plants. They're both in the same plant family.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's like rotating corn with corn or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How do I kill nematodes?
Nematodes, and you might want to check sooner rather than later. If you've given these plants up for loss, I would not wait until first freeze. I'd take them out now. You look for knots on the roots, and the Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at A&M can do a test for the nematodes for you. And I won't get into detail how they do it. It's an interesting thing to watch involving water filtration. Elbon cereal rye is what you would plant now in October and plow it under in late January. They become entrapped in the root system of the rye and die. And I don't know how that works, but it's been a practice in Texas A&M horticultural recommendations for 30 years. Failing at that, or even including that with that, I would probably put them in another location. I might even try to grow them in pots in completely artificial soil, a really high quality potting soil, if you find nematodes. If you don't find any nematodes, then you can go back into your garden with them.
Is that a standard rye that you overseed
Elbon, with? Elbon. I would think that you could probably get it through Covington's, and if not, then you might go into Garland. I haven't been to Roach Feed and Seed for a while, but they probably would have it.
They have everything.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Good luck with it. Thanks for the call. I'm going to get my last break out of the way, and then I'm going to get everybody answered somehow in your questions. I see you there, and all of them are very addressable, so you stay with me if you will, please. Sunburst Shutters. Oh, how I love talking about Sunburst Shutters. These are the people who make the biggest difference in your windows, other than new windows, I guess. They make the big, well, you know what? I think they're more noticeable than new windows would be. Sunburst Shutters, they are just fabulous. We have them at our home, and my wife talks about them probably once or twice a week. She says how much I love our shutters. We've had them 5 or 6 years, and you'll be doing the same thing. You'll be showing them to friends. Come to our house and bring a chair. We'll tell you all about the Sunburst Shutters. It's just, they are made of polywood. It's a man-made material, so they don't crack or warp or split or peel. They are color-fast white or off-white. You never have to paint them. You can operate an entire shutter with one finger. They work so flawlessly. They are not wood. They look like wood. You can't tell 18 inches away that they aren't wood. They're custom fit to every opening in your home. The people are the nicest you'll ever meet in retail business anywhere. I invite you to call them, let them come to your home and bring samples, give you a no obligation estimate. They will not harangue you at all. If you do choose to do business with them, you will feel like, man, I have made some new friends in the business community. Sunburst Shutters, I'm proud to recommend them to you. SunburstShutters.com, plural, SunburstShutters.com. Polywood Shutters are also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Same phone number does for all, 214-343-2601. That's 214-343-2601, SunburstShutters.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes, Saturday Saturday, October 11th, how to perform a fall pond clean. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
All right, we had scheduled to run a 60-second ad with the voice of the principal of Serenity High in McKinney, and I'm going to go ahead and give our offer again. Instead of that, Julie Ferraro is our hero. She is she talks about Serenity High, and when we give talks together to civic organizations about the school, Julie always says, we're on a first-name basis. I'm Principal Julie. She says, last names just create another hurdle, and these kids have had all of the hurdles that they need in their lives, and that is exactly the case. These are young men and women who have stumbled, and you and I have the opportunity to offer them a hand up. Please help me, won't you? We're trying to build a permanent building for Serenity High. The Wrigley family built an empire with 5-cent packs of gum. We can do this with $50 donations. Certainly, we would love to have some larger donations, but for a $50 or greater donation, I will give you a $25 subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. I will keep none of your money. That will be my gift as a part of this deal. You give $50, I give you a $25 14-month subscription to my magazine as our gift to say thank you to you. You are donating to a not-for-profit 501c3, the McKinney Education Foundation, and for what that is worth, and I am giving you this just to say thank you. $50 subscription gift gets a $25 subscription. I hope in some cases you'll be able to give more. If you can't give that much, please do call anyway. Our office will be open until 11 today, and that is 1-800-752-GROW. That's my magazine office. That's where we are taking these orders so that we can get them promptly entered in. 1-800-752-GROW. Please help us, won't you, build a permanent building for Serenity High in McKinney. Help kids in recovery get it back on track. 800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm a recovering addict. I'm a student at Serenity High in McKinney. Staying clean and sober is important to me because I like to live. One of the things I like about Serenity is I get a fresh start at school and get a chance to work better at a faster rate and an efficient rate. The great news is that I am a 10th grader when I'm supposed to be a 9th grader. After Serenity High, I hope to attend LSU College and go to ROTC for the Marines. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Without Serenity High, I would probably be in jail, in hospitals, institutions, or probably dead.
Thank you, Chris, very much. Let's go back to our phone lines. We'll go to Sean in Plano. Sean, I'm going to ask, even though you've been waiting so long, if you could get right to your question. Thanks.
Okay, Neil, it's a two-pronged question. Number one, I put down my halts pre-emergent back in September, and I noticed that the primary ingredient is a thing called pendimethalin at 1.71%. Then I looked at another bag that I had from a different company. They primarily were using diphenhydramine at 0.71%. So the first question is, what's the difference? And number two, when I put them out, the granules are very fine and the spreader setting is very low, like 2 or 3 on my Scott spreaders. Mm-hmm. So how do those little granules go into the dirt and then affect the seeds?
They make you water them lightly. If you remember my instructions, water lightly after you put them on. They make a slurry, a moisture barrier that goes across the surface of the soil. And as the seeds try to sprout through that barrier, they're unable to. It inhibits the root growth, the small root growth of the seeds. I have no idea what the difference in the two chemistries are. You'd have to have a chemist explain that, and that's certainly far from my field. They will be applied at different rates. It's like two different antibiotics. That's the best way to explain it, Sean. When you get a medicine for an illness and they say, well, that didn't work so well. Look at how many antidepressants there are, how many anti-arthritis drugs. I have arthritis, and they've tried 2 or 3 things on me. I say, you know, I think I'll just stick with my over-the-counter things, and there are all kinds of ways to do this. Those are the two good products. You're doing fine, and your timing was excellent. All right. I appreciate your call. You bet. Thanks so much. All right, to Scott and Frank, is it too late to plant ryegrass? No, I am planting mine on tomorrow, actually. Our water day is Tuesday, and I'm not going to add any more water than I normally would do. Cities say it uses too much water. I don't think that's the case. Last year did the same thing. I planted on my water day and watered it in and never watered it again other than the legal water days. Frank in Plano was asking, is it too late to put down St. Augustine sod? And as I mentioned a little bit earlier this morning, I think it is. I think the risk is way too great on that one because one bad winter like we had last year in big parts of your lawn might not make it. Better to wait till April on that one. Mike in Oak Cliff, you're my last call of the day. I need it in about a minute or so. How can I help you on hollies?
Neil, mine's real easy. I'm in the Bishop Arch area in Oak Cliff.
Beautiful.
And I'm trying to put in Nellie R. Stevens against the fence. And I'm trying to figure out what's the spacing? And also, should I use an amendment adding some sandy loam in the holes or just put the other dirt back?
I can help you, but I want to ask you one quick question back. How tall are you going to let these grow?
20 feet. I mean, this is a
all right, 20 feet, then you'd want to put them on about 10 or 12-foot centers, probably 8-foot centers. If you get them crowded more than that, they will denude each other down below. But on 8-foot centers, they will grow to be 20 feet tall. And I would very much recommend buying larger plants. Otherwise, you're going to say, man, those look too far apart. And you'd go out and buy some more, and you get them too close.
With you. They're 3 gallons, and they're about 2 or 3 foot high right now.
Well, okay. I was hoping you'd go to 40 gallons and to get the 6 to 8 foot ones, but that's okay. Just be patient. They will get there, I promise you. You are in the prettiest part of North Texas. The Bishop Arch District is beautiful, just beautiful. Folks, thank you so much. Robert Borowski, thanks for all your help getting through a very busy day. To all who called, I love you and I thank you. And most of all, to all of you who have donated to Serenity or will do so in the next hour, God bless you. Thank you. The number to my magazine office until 11, 800-752-GROW. Happy gardening.